Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Dmytro Moiseev, who is the director of Chrysanthemum's Time. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, hello.
So, the first question is just for the benefit of our listeners, we'll get it out of the way. Would you like to introduce your movie a little bit and tell us about the story?
You know, the story is not so important. Important how you explain maybe some part of life in the story. And for me, it's a film... story about freedom and love. I mean, absolutely freedom when you don't need anything, when you don't afraid of anything, and you maybe you have somebody to love, and maybe you have somebody to help, and that's the point. I think of my film, of my main character.
Yeah. And let's say a little bit about your main character now.
Yeah. She's lost her husband, and not only husband. He was the most close person in her life. And I think I can say that with the loss of her husband, she lost everything. And what she got after the loss, she don't need it.
Right.
Yeah, she don't need it. And that's the question in my life. Maybe I have something, what I got, but I don't understand that it's most important thing in my life, or not thing, somebody.
Yeah. A lot of these things are like material things, like money,
of
the
course.
Discussion with
material.
Relatives.
Yeah. Material world is not for me. Absolutely not for me. Our film not about that. About that, but we just want to say that it's not an important thing in life. You can say to the fate, to the, I don't know, if you believe in God, you can say thank you, God. If you don't believe in God, but you believe in the, I don't know, some kind of energy, you can say thank you for this moment, for this part of life. Maybe it's part of this part of life, including lost.
Yeah.
But also you can thanks for that too. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. It's difficult. Of course, it's for me. It's not only words, because I. At first I shoot this film, and after that my fate changes, and it was not a good times for me, but I'm learning from my main character, and I think for me, like for the man, for the human, it's important film in my life.
I've heard people say that other people's films, like filmmakers, I've heard people and filmmakers say that other people's films help them change their minds about some things that they talked about in their own movie.
You know, when you shoot in the film, you're thinking, I can help somebody with my story, with my film. In my life, exactly another way. My film helps me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the power of it. It's like, it's almost like the film becomes this other thing, this being with its own life, and it's alive.
At the beginning, it was for me film, and became a so big part of my life and of me. And I don't know, me and my crew make decision to make this film not looking for the money, and we shooting it almost without budget. And,
right.
But it's not a point. It's if you don't have a money, it's not a
vital to a film to have money.
Yeah. You also can make the film if you have something to say.
Yeah. Also, I have to say that, like, while watching the movie, there's a lot of quiet moments that help the audience, me as a viewer personally, think about their own lives. After watching the characters' lives, there is room to.
It was my mosaic of the of the film. Yeah. I give some information.
Yeah.
And empty place to understand this information, and second time information, and second time to understand. Yeah, it's thank you for your words.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I want. Sometimes we have some troubles or some happiness or something. But I think it's my point of view. We should stop for the moment and understand what is death. What does that mean in this second, and maybe in our future? Because when we live in this moment, it will be consequence in the future. Consequence.
Consequence. Oh, and as well as that, like, going back to the quiet moments, sometimes I feel, I mean, these are all thoughts that came to my mind while I was watching the movie, so everyone has their own reaction.
Of course,
Language almost feels like it's not needed. In fact, you need the time to understand what she's going through, because, you know, in a lot of movies, when someone cries, they just start crying, but you don't see the moment before she cries. Maybe she could be walking or driving or thinking, you know, the time is there.
I don't like crying scene, you know.
There's too many of them.
Because soft music, sad music. Frames, blue and green, you know.
It feels very artificial a lot of the time.
It's not our point of view. We have something to say, not crying. Crying. Of course, you may cry or laughing, like people laughing. I like it. I like it. People laughing more than in Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
We have premiere in Ukraine 1 week ago, and I don't remember that people are laughing. No, maybe some pile of smile, but not laughing. Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
But today I come back in the theater at last 10 minutes of the film, and it's not a funny 10 minutes in the film, but people laughing because of words, because of dialogue in character. I like it.
You need it almost.
Because I understand. I feel that people understand what I want to say. You know, it's another language, all people in the world have some simple thing in their soul. We're not the same, but we have some same feelings. But of course, in Romania, just a little bit another people. I was just a little afraid understand or not understand what is when people laughing, that is the answer for understanding. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Very good. And yes, you allowed that kind of freedom in this movie, and I liked it because of that. You know, it's very good.
Thank you
for talking to us about it. I think we're being kicked out. Something's happening here.
Yeah.
So in any case, it was a pleasure talking to you about your movie. And thanks
very
much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.